It's been a long day for Steve Klein. He's churning out steel and aluminum parts for a 5-foot sculpture he's making.
I usually get out to the studio around 9 o'clock, and sometimes I'll just keep going until 9 or 10 in the evening.
Steve is teaming up with high school friends Nancy Adams Nash and Glenn Wolf for a summer exhibition at the Oliver Art Center in Frankfurt. They're all feeling the crunch of the deadline. For Steve, it means working on 10 different sculptures at once.
It's difficult, hard, sometimes dangerous to have equipment to cut and grind and sand metal, and welding, and it's physical labor in a way.
Steve Klein, Nancy Adams Nash, and Glenn Wolf attended Traverse City Central High School 50 years ago. Steve worked with clay, Nancy painted, and Glenn explored pen and ink. Back then, they were already working independently. As students, Steve and Glenn were once in a poster competition together.
I put in 2 posters. Glenn put in his poster. And Glenn won the competition.
But it's interesting because Steve's was the more artful poster. I have to just say that right now. And I'll give you that $25 back, Steve.
After graduation, the three artists went their separate ways to make a name for themselves. Glenn Wolf to New York City, Steve Klein to New Orleans, and Nancy Adams Nash to Oregon and Washington, D.C. But one by one, the artists returned to northern Michigan. 2 years ago, they met up and created a proposal for an art show. They thought their mix of sculpture, mixed media, and surrealistic painting would blend well together. When their proposal was accepted, they got to work creating new pieces. Glenn Wolf is known for illustration, but for the upcoming show, he's creating fine art pieces. On this day, he's experimenting with some old arched windows.
A gentleman came by one day and gave me these beautiful arched windows that look like they came out of an old church. I think I'm starting out with filling them with these yardstick sections to make a base that a painting will go on.
Glenn says making art isn't always easy. He says the possibility of failure is a big part of his process.
Usually I start a piece and it goes really bad, and I think I've totally forgotten everything I've ever learned. And it's just where I feel like I've just ruined a really nice piece of canvas or 300-pound watercolor paper. But I just keep at it, I work through it, and oftentimes I'll get past that. It's a common thing with artists. You really deal with that angst every day with every piece.
On Mission Peninsula, Nancy Adams Nash, known as Nash to most everyone, has a studio filled with her primitive, surrealistic paintings.
This is going in the show, Squid Face. There is no story there. It's just an odd-looking face. But it's a great painting because of just how it's shaded, the colors, etc.
Nash says her process is simple. She starts by painting the background of a canvas or wood panel one color. Then she overlays it with another color and uses a tool to etch through the wet paint. Then it's hours and hours of shading.
The rewards of making really interesting pictures that probably no one else has done. It's fun for me. It's exciting when I get something good.
The three artists have been preparing for the exhibit for the past 10 months. Beyond the show, Steve Klein, Nancy Adams Nash, and Glenn Wolf anticipate making art for another 20 years.
This is Steve again. The show itself has been inspirational for me to sort of get back to some important concepts and ideas.
This is Nash. I might be now in a position to re-enter the art world in a more serious way.
This is Glenn again. I think all of us at this age are thinking about the time left and what do we want to accomplish. So this is a big goal for me, to show this body of work that's just on my own and see where it goes.
Although the three have very different styles, they trust their work will hang well together. The show opens at the Oliver Art Center on June 7th. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Leslie Hamp.